This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
It's been 7 years since marijuana was legalized in Canada. And while its rollout was not without controversy or opposition, its use is growing in popularity. A recent report from Statistics Canada shows Canadians are drinking less alcohol and buying more cannabis. In fact, cannabis sales increased 15.8%, with Canadians spending $5.2 billion in 2023 and 24. That works out to an average of $150 spent per year by every Canadian of legal age, with smoking and vaping rising 59% as the preferred method. Connie Budahazy, general manager of Fiore Verde, a cannabis retailer in both Halliburton and Minden, told Canoe FM recently that the stats accurately reflect the rise in business at the two local stores. She says the fact that cannabis is more affordable might be one of the reasons people are moving away from alcohol.
I do think it is happening here. I think it's happening all over Canada. I believe it has a lot to do with the knowledge that people are gaining about cannabis, understanding that it is possibly giving you the similar feel of alcohol without some of the risks that they have, but I can't say that for sure. And I'm not saying cannabis is without risk, because it is, and people have to be careful while using it and driving and all of that. But I do think a lot of people are seeing that there's more benefits to them personally with cannabis. I also think cost is a factor, and I also think the fact that it's a Canadian-made product, people are starting to trend towards it a little bit more as well. We're seeing young people that are enjoying cannabis, probably not for the first time, but we are also seeing a lot of elderly people who are using it, who also probably have used it for a long time as well, but just now it's legal, so they feel a lot more comfortable doing it. And I would say that pretty much every demographic would be covered, age-wise at least, and I think also financially as well, because you can get stuff that's affordable. Our bud tenders and our employees, they're just incredible, and their knowledge is just unbelievable. It's really opened my mind up to all of the different types of things that can be done with cannabis. Like I said, although it's not supposed to be medically recommended, it does, a lot of people do use it for pain relief, and also for if they're having nausea, also anxiety, for fun too, obviously, and sleep.
And while there's a rise in cannabis sales and usage, alcohol is still the vice of choice. Alcohol sales revenue in Canada leads at $13.6 billion compared to cannabis revenue at just $1.9 billion. Beer is still the top-selling beverage with just over one-third or 35% of total sales. However, this is down significantly. 2 decades ago, beer accounted for almost half of alcohol beverage sales. Wine and spirits are not far behind in terms of market share. Budahazy says, like all other cannabis outlets across Ontario and Canada, her stores are strictly regulated by both the Ontario Cannabis Store and the Alcohol and Games Commission of Ontario. Security is tight, as is the training requirements for staff.
Well, as you can see, you're on security camera, so we see what's going on in the store at all times. Our windows are covered so nobody can see in, so the product is not visible to the outside. In these stores, we have to buzz in, so we have cameras. We can see who's walking through the front door. Our staff will card you, check your ID, make sure that you're of legal age. There's also limits to how much you can purchase and carry. We are very, very strict with those rules. So the government has put a lot of safety rules in effect, and they're quite strict. And if you break them, it can be really bad for everybody, so we would not break any of those rules. I think it really does help if people actually know what's happening behind the doors here, because we are very careful with who's getting their hands on what, and the regulations are so strict. So if people do know that, maybe they'll feel more comfortable.
And while Canadians may be moving more to purchasing and using cannabis, local residents didn't seem to reflect the national trend, with most telling Canoe FM that alcohol remains their top pick. Fear of the cannabis stigma may also explain the responses given in the informal polling of local folks, as only one person questioned answered in favor of using cannabis.
I don't drink and I don't smoke marijuana. Don't matter to me.
Do you still prefer a beer versus a joint?
Definitely do. I don't spend any money on pot. I spend money on beer, so I'm not buying pot. Okay. I don't smoke it in the first place. So.
Is there any reason why? Just
it f***s me up.
Yeah, it's definitely prefer cannabis over beer. You don't hear about people going home and, you know, domestic assault over a joint.
At present, there are 3,600 authorized cannabis retailers in Canada, with Ontario accounting for the most stores per province at 1,714 outlets. StatsCan says 88% of Canadians legally use cannabis.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.